The band broke up after a show at the Hope and Anchor in Islington. We knew we were breaking up before we went on stage, but we hadn't talked about it. After the show, we walked into the shitty little dressing room and sat down, and Eddie said, "That feels like it." And he took my hand and Jesse's hand and squeezed, and Jesse took Billy's hand just so that we'd all be joined for one last time, and Billy said, "Fuck you, queer boy," and stood up real quick, which kind of tells you all you need to know about drummers. There was the same kind of feeling on the way from the hotel to the airport. There was a breakup coming, and no one was saying anything. And it was for the same reason, which was that we'd taken things as far as we could, and there was nowhere for us to go. That's why everyone breaks up, I guess. Bands, friends, marriages, whatever. When the band split, I worried about the other guys. What the fuck were they going to do? Billy wasn't big on reading and writing, and Eddie was too pugilistic to hold down a job for long, and Jesse liked his spliff. The one person I had no real concerns about was me. I was going to be okay. I was smart, stable, and I had a girlfriend. So, what happens? Within weeks, Billy and Jesse get a gig with a band back home. Eddie starts to work for his dad, and I'm delivering pizzas and contemplating jumping off a fucking roof. This time around, I was determined not to fret about my fellow band members. They'd be okay. It wasn't my problem anyway. In the taxi to the airport, we talked about what we'd done and what we'd read and shit like that. And on the plane back, we all dozed a little. And then we got the tube from Heathrow to King's Cross and took a bus from there. It was on the bus that we started to recognize that maybe we wouldn't be hanging out so much. "Why not?" said Jess. "Because we have nothing in common," said Martin. The holiday proved that.
"I thought it went okay."
"We didn't speak to each other."
"You hid in a toilet most of the time."
"And why was that, do you think? Because we're soulmates? Or because it's not one of my most fulfilling relationships?"
"Yeah, and what is your most fulfilling relationship?"
"What's yours?"
Jess thought for a moment and then shrugged. "With you lot," she said.
There was a silence that was long enough for us to see the truth of Jess's observation as it applied to her. Luckily, Martin spoke just as we were starting to see how it might possibly apply to us too.
"Yes, well, it shouldn't be."
"Are you giving me the push?"
"If you want to put it like that." "Jess, it's time to go our separate ways."
"What about Valentine's Day?"
"We can meet on Valentine's Day, if you want." "We said we'd do that." At Angel, I said goodbye and got off. As I watched the bus drive off, I could see Maureen offer the others her packet of Polo mints. The gesture seemed kind of heartbreaking.